Patrick, just the one goal in it in the end. What did you make of that tonight?
Not great. Look, we've been telling people they mark people in the box. Spiss ain't going to score. It's like a broken record kind of thing. But look, hopefully it all changes in time. But we'll see.
Yeah, well, that's probably in relation to the Athlone goal. But you know, they didn't really create too many chances. Neither team really until that goal.
No, we were in a ship, and look, that's the way we have to do it right now with the position we're in, with personnel we have. We had a kind of a go. We kind of released ourselves out into a press in the second half. But I think every time we try and lock on to teams, you kind of get exposed. And really, they had one chance.
Yeah, yeah. And like, when you think about it, last week, all those goals down in Dublin against UCD, you kind of went with five at the back tonight, three, and then the two wingbacks are probably playing more five at the back rather than three at times. But as you say, it opened up a wee bit after they scored, and just carried more of a threat.
Aye, I think we had a couple of chances to get back into it, to be fair. Sometimes when the ball's bouncing around the box, especially late in the game, it just comes down to hunger and who wants to go and put it over the line. But look, we're disappointed. That's probably the lowest one I've felt since I've got here, because I don't think we showed a lot there.
Right. But Athlone are not a bad team either, Patrick, and they're in form, aren't they? That's four games in the bounce for them. Hearts, you just want them to find a result out of somewhere.
I think last week there was obviously loads of positives. Scoring four goals, we addressed all the goals that we conceded, and look, we're just not doing the wee finer things that you need to do to win matches or get results. Stopping crosses and Spiss isn't going to score, but the man's going to score. Like, if they mark in the box, but I'm certain we'll get to a position where we'll get people that can do it.
Okay, one of your new faces made his first start tonight. Ferns at the back did well at left back. Gavin McAteer played tonight as well on the day when his granddad, his funeral took place. So that shows that you're probably down to the bare bones, that you need these boys.
Aye, to be fair to Gavin and James, they came to training as well. Two honest lads, like two brilliant fellas. And I thought Gavin was probably, well, he was our best player. And possession as well, composure. Anytime we get on the ball, he's trying to make things happen. So look, it's been a tough few days for them and their family. So I can't thank them enough. I said it in front of the team there, but it tells you a lot about them.
Okay. What about Shane Ferguson, Patrick? He was announced this week. Any updates there?
Unfortunately, it was just one of these things where something was signed in England. He's devastated, and obviously we wanted him to come in. Look, it's not happening, and it's an unfortunate position for us all.
So he won't be signing.
He won't be here. Okay. Which is a massive disappointment for us and for him, because to be fair to him, he really wanted to come and help, and he really wanted to get his career going again. And look, it's just one of them things that something was signed somewhere along the line that we just couldn't get the deal done. So that's where it is.